My subject, The Wounding Shadow of the Wounded Healer, Narcissism and Codependency in the Helping Professions, is a subject that I have been musing upon. This is not a written paper. This is a presentation of thoughts in process. And I begin with the whole metaphor of the wounded healer, which is so Jungian, that even the publication Chiron is named, it could be named, instead of Chiron, it could be named The Wounded Healer, for Chiron was a centaur who was an immortal and then wounded in the knee by a hero, and the wound would never heal. In Jungian work, unlike the psychoanalytic and psychiatric training that I had as a resident at UC San Francisco, the vulnerability and woundedness of the therapist as a therapeutic tool is emphasized. Psychiatry grows out of the medical model, and the medical profession is involved in authority, fixing things, and having proficiency. There is the doctor who knows and does, and the patient who is worked upon by the doctor. The model in Jungian analysis is different than that. When I was a first-year resident in psychiatry, learning about the different schools, I was drawn to the description presented by one of the managers when he was describing in his book on types of psychotherapy what Jungian work was like. And he quoted Jung and used the word chemistry rather than alchemy or alchemical, which I learned of much later. But manager's description of the Jungian process was that it was based on the notion of a chemical reaction. That is, for one element, the patient to be helped, healed, treated. The other element in the reaction, the doctor or therapist, would have to be affected also. And all of you who in your professional lives or undergraduate lives took chemistry probably may remember those equations where you have the two compounds and the arrows, and then you have two totally different compounds when the reaction goes forward. So what that model gave to me was an awareness that I have certainly carried to this day. That is, my ability to affect the person in my office must leave me open to be affected by the soul and pain of him or her, that the reaction does in fact go both ways. Another metaphor that I appreciate about the nature of this work and what it's all about is the notion of a descent into the underworld to find both those pieces of ourselves that have been cut off, repressed, those parts of ourselves that were unwelcome in our families or harmed in our families or unwelcomed in society. And so in order to be acceptable, we cut ourselves off from those parts. And the model for that is the myth of Procrustes and his bed. That is, if you were a person who would go to Athens, that is, find recognition in the world, you had to pass Procrustes and his bed. And whatever part of you did not fit was cut off. And whatever part of you was not large enough to fill the entire bed, if you were too small for it, you were stretched as on a medieval rack until you fit. And that's a metaphor of how we are processed on the road to a collective center of recognition, approval in the world. Because all of us in this room are men and women who have taken the road to Athens, and as part of that process of growing, had to deny, be ashamed of, cut ourselves off from parts that were not welcomed in the world. And so we often make the metaphor of making a descent into the underworld to find those cut off pieces of ourselves. The underworld is also a place named after Pluto as riches underground. And so in the dark, there are those aspects of ourselves that have not seen the light of day or were put away down there, and part of the process, certainly, of Jungian work is to go into the underworld to retrieve those parts and pieces of ourselves.